I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. There's a new study out of the UK's University of Liverpool related to eating and drinking during childbirth. The background is that worldwide, many hospitals restrict eating and fluids once labor has begun. Policy is due to the possibility that cesarean section and general anesthesia may be necessary. However, study authors say restrictions stem from 1946 research published in the journal Gynecology that women were suffering illness and death under general anesthesia for C-section because of stomach contents refluxing up and getting down into the lungs, causing aspiration pneumonia. But modern cesarean techniques, using local anesthesia rather than general, have meant that this risk has become extremely small. New study involved over 3,000 women, analyzed both mothers and newborns, compared both women with and without food and drinking restrictions. This study co-author said, quote, "Our study found no difference in the outcomes measured in terms of the baby's well-being or the likelihood of a woman needing a C-section. There is no evidence of any benefit to restricting what women eat and drink in labor." For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.